Good morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. We have a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got some weather ramping up out there in the ocean. Small craft advisory in effect through late tonight, and then a gale watch in effect from Wednesday afternoon through late Wednesday night. So that fall-winter weather pattern is underway. Today, south winds 15 to 20 knots, rising to 20 to 25 in the morning, then becoming southwest 15 to 20 in the afternoon. So you can see there's a weather system spiraling through our area. They spiral counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere. So the winds are going to be moving from south to southwest as that weather system arrives. Wind waves from the south, 4 feet at 5 seconds. West swells, 4 feet at 13 seconds. And building to 11 feet at 12 seconds later on, and rain is in the forecast. And today on the Ship Report, we're going to talk about, yesterday we were talking about the pilot boat Peacock, and that is an exhibit at the Columbia River Maritime Museum. And today we're going to talk about the support crews that work with the pilots. It takes a village, and they have a very competent one, of a village of people who help the pilots do their work. So we're going to talk about that today. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 3 in the R. Astoria anchorages, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. La Boca Kila is our first arrival today. Arriving from South Korea, she came into the river probably past Astoria around 6 a.m., headed for the Astoria anchorage. So she probably glided to a stop. If it's a bit foggy out there right now, but maybe later in the day you'll be able to see her at anchor there. She ultimately will head upriver to pick up wheat. The BBC Polonia is arriving from Port Hueneme, I think is how you say that, in British Columbia. She's headed for the Vancouver anchorage, and she is a special cargo vessel. She, from what I could tell from marinetraffic.com this morning, she's traveling with ballast water, which means that she's probably coming in here to pick up some kind of cargo, some kind of project cargo, though. She's an unusual ship that's designed to, has a big flat open deck and is designed to carry big pieces of things. So we'll see when she heads out what's on board. So she will probably pass Astoria around 8:30 this morning inbound to Vancouver's anchorage. The Core Fortune OL is arriving from China. She's headed for the Crimson Island anchorage, just downriver from Longview. So passing Astoria maybe about 4:30 p.m. in about 3 hours, you'll probably see her in that Crimson Island anchorage. And she's a wheat-carrying ship, so she'll eventually, I think, go to Longview to pick up wheat. But that Crimson Island anchorage is visible from the north side of the Columbia on the highway that runs along there to Longview and Kelso. The Belnor is our next inbounder, arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll probably arrive there at around 11 p.m. tonight, but she's ultimately headed for the Port of Portland to pick up potash. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Sarita headed for, from the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront, headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat, leaving, she probably left about 4 a.m., so probably about 10 a.m. you'll see her at the Port of Vancouver. The Spar Capella is awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. And the Star Antares is at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria on the north side of the channel, opposite Tongue Point. She also is a wheat ship that will head upriver to pick up wheat eventually. In our outbounders, the Acer Arrow is leaving the Port of Portland with soda ash on board, left about 7 a.m. So maybe around 11 a.m. you'll see her pass Astoria. The Thor Fearless is leaving Longview also with soda ash on board at about 2:30 p.m. So about 3.5 hours after that, we'll see her passing Astoria. The Beachgate is leaving Portland from the Port of Portland with potash on board, leaving around 5 p.m. So maybe around 11, her running lights passing Astoria. The Ken I is leaving Kalama with wheat on board about 5 p.m. So maybe about 10 p.m. outbound past Astoria. And the Scarlet Robin is leaving the Port of Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board about 11:30 p.m. So maybe 4:30 in the morning. And so we have all these ships leaving from different places upriver, and they're all maintaining contact with one another. The pilots are keeping especially close a watch on where they all are so that they stay appropriately far apart from one another as they're heading downriver. Well, let's talk a little bit about sort of piggybacking on the story that I told yesterday about the wonderful pilot boat, the Peacock, which is an exhibit at the Columbia River Maritime Museum. You can see her. You don't even have to go into the museum to see her. You can see her on Leif Erikson Drive there, driving past the Maritime Museum. She's got Christmas lights on her, and she looks very lovely, but she has an incredible history as a a serious game changer in trade on the Columbia. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I've talked a lot about pilots on the ship report, but behind the pilots are a crew of very, very competent professionals who help the pilots do their job. So it's part of the whole community of people working on the river here who have related and somewhat overlapping skills, but essentially different skills for different purposes. And it takes them all to get the job done. I got an interesting message last night from a local person who is the daughter of a boat operator. That's one of the people who operates the pilot boats for the pilots. And she mentioned in the context of talking to me about the pilot boat Peacock that the boat crews that operate the boats for the pilots don't get very much attention in the media. And she's quite right. So I thought I would talk today about what happens when a pilot gets on and off a ship. Who makes that happen? Who helps them? And there is a crew of people there helping them, making it happen safely. There are boat operators that run the pilot boats, and there's a pilot boat here in Astoria, and there's a pilot boat that goes out across the Columbia River Bar into the ocean. There are dispatchers in the office who handle the radio communications with the ships that are coming and going. There are deckhands on the pilot boats that handle helping the pilots get on and off the ships helping to operate the vessel. There's a helicopter involved, and there's a helicopter pilot, and there are and winch operators on board the helicopter that help the lower and raise the pilots to the deck. So there are all these sort of unsung heroes working behind the scenes there. So pilots have great ship handling skills and years at sea. They're former ship captains. The operators have superb boat handling skills in the challenging waters here, and they often come from the tug and barge industry and have a lot of miles and a lot of time on the river. And so the Columbia River is known worldwide as a really difficult place to operate any kind of a vessel. Graveyard of the Pacific, it's earned that reputation. So boat operators, they handle the pilot boats often in extreme conditions that other vessels would just not go out in. That includes fog, big waves, rain, wind. What their job is to run alongside a moving ship in a boat. And their job essentially is to collide with the ship and keep the boat running safely in a stable manner while it's snugged up against a moving vessel, something really no other vessel would do. This is the realm of pilot boats and ship assist tugs. This is a very specialized realm of the maritime industry. But pilot boats, by the way, are built. They're probably the only vessels that are built to endure collisions. Most boats are not really built for this. So the operators, the people on board those pilot boats, they really set up the conditions that enable the pilots to do their job at great risk to themselves as well. So they bear a similar risk, not quite as extreme as the pilots who climb up the side of the ships. So I'm just about out of time. There's so much more I can tell you. I think maybe I'll talk more about this tomorrow, but and at any rate, you know, most of us in life, we don't do anything alone. There are people there helping us in some way. And it is this case here that the pilots have great assistance from their boat operator crews. And I just want to dedicate this show to a friend of mine, Andy Carlson. He's a retired boat operator. He was very kind and generous to me in the early days of the ship report. He allowed me to come out on the pilot boat with them many times, and I watched a lot of pilot transfers. It was among the most amazing things I've ever been lucky to experience in this life, and I will always be grateful. So thank you, Andy. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.